This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has underlined the importance of open exchange of views and perspectives between India and China amid the complex international situation. Dr. Jayashankar held a meeting with Vice President of China Hang Zhen in Beijing today. He highlighted that continued normalization of ties between the two countries can produce mutually beneficial outcomes. He added that the bilateral relationship between India and China has steadily been improving since the meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Xi Jinping in Kazan last October.
Bilateral relationship has been steadily improving since the meeting of Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping in Kazan last October. I'm confident that my discussions on this visit will maintain that positive trajectory. We have marked the 75th anniversary of the establishment of our diplomatic relations. The resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is also widely appreciated in India. Continued normalization of our ties can produce mutually beneficial outcomes.
Dr. Jayashankar is on a two-day visit to China to attend SEO foreign ministers' meeting in Taiching City tomorrow. Indian Army has categorically denied its involvement in any operation that killed 19 United Liberation Front of Ahom independent Alpha 1 cadres, including three top leaders of the banned insurgent group in Myanmar. Defence PRO Colonel M.S. Rawat said in Guwahati that there are no inputs with the Indian Army on such an operation. The banned group insurgent headed by Paresh Barua claimed that its eastern headquarters in Myanmar was targeted by Indian Army with drones in the early hours yesterday. The return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. IST. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth tomorrow at around 3 p.m. IST. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare and Chemicals and Fertilizers, J.P. Nadda, has concluded his three-day visit to Saudi Arabia. He secured crucial agreements that will enhance India's fertilizer supply chain and strengthen bilateral cooperation in health and pharmaceutical sectors. The visit focused primarily on improving bilateral cooperation between India and Saudi Arabia in chemicals and fertilizers. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that commenced on the 3rd of this month is going on peacefully and seamlessly from twin routes of Nunwan Pahalgam Base Camp and Baltal Base Camp. The Yatra will conclude on the 9th of August on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. The number of Yatris who had darshan have surpassed the 2 lakh mark. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian sustained minor leg injuries in an Israeli airstrike targeting a meeting of the Supreme National Security Council in Tehran on the 15th of June, according to a senior Iranian official statement. The attack was aimed to assassinate the heads of the executive, legislative and judicial branches in an attempted government overthrow. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Rajasthan, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Odisha and West Madhya Pradesh today. Parts of Delhi, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, coastal Karnataka, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and northeastern states are also likely to experience heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. In cricket, India will resume play at 58 for 4 on day 5 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's today. The visitors need 135 more runs to take a 2-1 lead in the 5-match series. India still have first inning centurion K.L. Rahul unbeaten on 33 at the crease. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. In tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner claimed his maiden Wimbledon title at the All England Club in London last night. He defeated defending champion Carlos Alcaraz 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.